And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. Well, the sports world saw yet another case of women's rights being trampled in the name of gender ideology recently, as several female competitors, some as young as 14, refused to race against a 21-year-old transgender identifying male at a USA Track and Field Open Masters Championship. The male took first place in both the women's 400-meter and 200-meter dash after multiple female opponents chose not to participate. And while women fight for their basic right to fair competition, the legislature in Iowa has taken a stand to protect women's spaces by removing gender ideology from the state's civil rights law. House File 583 passed along party lines last week, eliminating one of the key vehicles activists use to force access to opposite-sex facilities and mandate medical transition procedures. As one Republican representative noted, Democrats do not want to talk about the reality of the erasing of women as a natural result of gender identity based on feelings being elevated to a protected class. The North Dakota House of Representatives joined this pushback by passing a resolution demanding the Supreme Court overturn the Obergefell ruling. Their 52-40 vote follows Idaho's similar resolution last month, with one representative making the case based on the laws of nature, the Declaration of Independence, and the 10th Amendment. Those states just reclaiming what the activist court took away, their constitutional right to define marriage according to natural law and the clear design from our Creator. The Trump administration's pause on USAID funding is bearing fruit overseas, with three transgender clinics in India shutting their doors last month. The facilities, which had been providing hormone therapy to 5,000 gender-confused individuals, were funded by American tax dollars through the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief. Elon Musk highlighted the absurdity on social media, while Senator John Kennedy expressed outrage. The Biden-era persecution of pro-life Americans is not fully resolved, even after President Trump's pardons of activists targeted by the DOJ. Vice President with the Thomas More Society testified to Congress that despite the president's actions, a sword still hangs over pro-life advocates due to long statutes of limitations on federal laws like the FACE Act. He urged Congress to continue investigating DOJ abuses, properly define the scope of relevant statutes, and ensure equal application of the law. And in news that reflect your tax dollars at work, a Hamptons elementary school turned a missing $25 Amazon card into a $24,800 investigation. Apparently, spending 1,000 times the value of the item in question seemed more reasonable than a simple conversation. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.